Aloha and welcome to the Hawaii Family Forum Triple F podcast. Triple F stands for Faith, Family, and Freedom. Hawaii Family Forum has worked alongside the faith-based community in Hawaii since 1998. Join us on our journey as we work toward a Hawaii where God is honored, religious freedom flourishes, families thrive, and life is cherished. All right, I am back once again with part two of this very hang on the edge of your seat kind of interview with Esther McDaniel and her wonderful hubby, Brad. So we were talking about the kids that are out there in the system. And I'm thinking that there's somebody driving right now or someone who's sitting at home going, this fostering thing, it's a bit intriguing. Who can be a foster parent? I mean, what's the process? And is there training? Like, so somebody's like kind of leaning there. Can they call you? I mean, so walk us through that process.
Sure. Well, definitely they can call us 808-694-9900 for any help in that process. But we at Harvest Family Life Ministries, we do not do the licensing process. That's actually handled by another agency, Partners in Development Foundation, Hui Ho'omalu. That's the program that does general licensing. So let's talk a little bit about different kinds of licensing. And Brad and I, our Ohana, we've had a variety of licenses in foster care. We're currently general licensed. That means that we are licensed for foster care. We can provide temporary care to children that are not related to us. In the past, we have had what's child-specific or provisionally licensed. That's how our story started. Right here, we're here in Mililani, right across the street from this church. We lived over there, and some neighbors of ours, their children went into foster care. We, of course, we were neighbors, we were friends, and so we were identified as potential resource caregivers. Back then, they called us foster parents, and that's how we got licensed. But we were licensed just for that specific family. We were not licensed to take in all the other children from the community, like our license is now. And so when we first started the process, there was, you know, paperwork, and there is a social worker that came and helped us do the paperwork. And it's basic paperwork. Like, actually, the application, if I'm not mistaken, the actual application itself is like one page. But then there's all these other supplemental pages that will talk about your income. They want to make sure that providing foster care is not going to be a financial burden on you. So just looking at your income and your expenses, and that's a pretty basic sheet there. Background checks, they're going to want to know about your past criminally and also on the child and abuse side. They're going to want to make sure there were no allegations or accusations or confirmed allegations, anything like that. There is training that the state provides, and half of it is face-to-face in a class with an instructor, and some of it is by DVD that you can watch at home. And then there's like some questions that you'll, you know, go over in class that was part of the DVD portion. And then just before you get your license, the big finale to the whole application process, there's something called a home study or home assessment. And that's when a licensed social worker will come into your home and interview. If you're a married couple, the husband and the wife, if there's children in the home already, they'll talk a little bit with them. But primarily it would be with the mother and the father of the home, talking about how they were raised and just the dynamics in that family. But single people, you can also become licensed for foster care.
Good. So all you single people listening who are just going, well, this is not me. Well, yes, it is.
Oh, it is. And we at foster, you know, in our foster care community, we support some of the other resource caregivers that are single. So if they need respite, other things, you know, being, it's hard as a single parent. But there's the rest of us that are also providing foster care that can come alongside. We all come alongside each other.
So as you're talking, there's two things that pop into my mind. Mm-hmm. So first of all, if somebody goes through this process and they maybe have second thoughts, they might be thinking, okay, once I've done the paperwork, now they're going to bombard me with all these kids. Is that the case?
Well, you know, the process takes a little, well, it actually doesn't take too long. That's kind of driven on you as the applicant. How quickly will you get all your things together? But it takes the state a little while, too, to process through the paperwork, review the home study. So there's a little bit of time. But each case is different because there could be something where while you're going through your foster care licensing process, you could be identified as the perfect match for a child that's already in custody or maybe could be coming into custody. So it's kind of hard to say when placement might happen. Some people have waited, you know, months for whatever reason, and it could just be that the fit, you know, the match to a child and the family, it has to be just right. And I like to use sports. I like to use sports analogies because I really like sports, all kinds of sports. But when you're talking about your team, so let's take basketball. Our daughter plays basketball. And you have the coaches sitting on the bench, and then all the players are along the bench. So if you look at a social worker and you're thinking, who's on my bench? If there's no one on the bench, but then you have all these children waiting. Or if you have two people, two families on the bench, and you have this child, what if those two families are not quite what this child needs? You're going to just place them there because, hey, they have a home, they have shelter, they have, you know, people here who care for them. But how awesome would it be if we could fill the bench with more than enough?
I want second string and third string. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Because each situation, and what here we're talking about lives.
Yes.
Each child is different. Even in one family, my son and my daughter, very different people, personalities, and parenting each child, you make adjustments, right?
I know, parents do this, right? This is a side note for everyone listening. You've got these kids and you're thinking, I raised these kids in the same house with the same rules, and why is child A so much different than child B? But they're both a gift of God.
Absolutely. So now when you're talking about children who've either been neglected, had some kind of abuse, they are coming in with trauma, existing trauma. And then if we only have one or two people or families on the bench, it'd be so much better if we had the whole bench full, and like you said, second and third string.
Yes.
So that's why we say there is a need. So even if you sit and you got licensed and you didn't get placement right away, there's a reason for that.
We're going to believe that God is already moving. Right. So some of you might be listening thinking, maybe this is me. I don't know yet. We would recommend strongly, I'm sure Pastor Brad would agree with this, that the first thing that you should do is take this to the Lord in prayer.
Absolutely.
You know, seek and see. He's saying amen. See, he's preaching over here. So that would be the first thing is for them to pray and seek, you know, the Lord's counsel. And then to give you the call and talk to you first. I know you talked about licensing, but they wouldn't go to that place first and then call you. They would call you and you would walk them through the process.
Sure, and we're always happy to even, one of the most favorite things I love about it when people call us and say, I don't know, I feel that I want to help in foster care, but I don't know where. That we can walk you through that. Like the Lord gives each of us specific gifts and talents and skills, and even professionally, some of us are trained as attorneys or doctors or however. And what a beautiful thing to match up your God-given gifts, skills, and abilities to impact the life of a child. And there's a whole array, because at Harvest Family Life, we also believe in prevention all the way to permanency. Meaning if we can help children and families stay healthy and avoid having to go the route of child welfare, you can plug in there. If you're going to foster or you want to support families who are already fostering, we have many things that you could do there. All the way to if it turns out that the child's family cannot or are not able to meet all of the requirements to receive their child back home and it starts moving towards adoption or permanency, there's so many ways that people can serve.
That means if you're a pastor listening right now and you're thinking that your church might be able to come alongside them, then you need to be giving them a call as well, and we'll make sure we keep saying the number. In fact, say the number again.
We're going to 888-694-9900.
All right, so the Lord's already speaking to some of you. I know, I can feel it already. So what is the cost? I know some people might be thinking, oh my goodness, to bring another child into my home, that might be too much. I mean, does the state help? I mean, what does the finances look like?
Yes, so the licensing part itself, there is not a cost. So I know a lot of people are familiar or somewhat familiar with international adoption. They maybe have seen fundraisers for that, and those can be really costly. This is just because between countries there's all these different things. But when you're talking about adopting through a situation that came through child welfare services, there is adoption assistance. So the licensing part, there's really nothing for us to pay for. The state covers all of that. But once the child is in your home, so when we started, it was $529. And it was that for many, many years. But recently, there's been legislation, and I think there's also a lawsuit. And some things are still pending. But now I'm hearing that the what they call the foster board payment, which is a reimbursement for having the child in your home, it can be over $600, somewhere between $600 and $700 now. And don't quote me on the specifics of it, because there's a range. There's also things called difficulty of care. If you have medically fragile children or children that require much more specialized care, there's also supplemental reimbursement for that.
Which brings me to a good point. We didn't talk about this. What are the ages of these kids?
Oh, yeah. They can be newborn all the way to pushing 18. And because 18 is like your legal sort of, the whole come of age, that's really the only reason why you legally cut that off. But let me tell you, our listeners out there, how many of you were fully functioning independent adults at 18?
I am not fully functioning today, and I'm far away from 18. I mean, hello, let's be honest here. We have the Spirit of God watching me in this room, and we're like, hello, I could use some. In fact, there's a foster parent out there who might take me in.
Exactly.
I think, actually, you know what? The Bible talks about being grafted into the Lord's.
Right.
So we're all called, right? This is really good. How can families plug in to Harvest Life Family Ministry?
Oh, you know what? Call us. That's one way. Or you can visit us on the Facebook page. I'm not very good at that.
I will do this for all you Facebookies out there. Go ahead and when you're in your Facebook, look for HFLM Ohana, and it'll come right up. If you're listening to this from our website, you're going to see the link right below anyway, so make sure you click on it. As we start moving to the end of this podcast, tell me a success story. Tell me something that people will listen to and think, this is something. In fact, how about if I say this? Can I get a big amen out there? Can we end homelessness for youth that are in the foster system in Hawaii? Could we be the state where Lilo and Stitch had a prophetic word that no family is left behind? Could we be that state?
Yes, and I want to tell you a couple of stories. Our goal, actually, Harvest Family Life Ministries, we belong to a larger national ministry that in Texas, our founder, Bishop Aaron, and his wife Mary Blake, they had a vision for their church and their community, that they would serve more children who are in foster care and get to the place where there was more families ready to receive children who are in foster care than there were children waiting. And you know what? In 2010, and maybe even we could put the link on,
yes,
there's a video that just succinctly tells this story, and it's just beautiful. There's a hymn playing behind it. But the ultimate, I don't even want to say end of the story because the story's still going, but in 2010, Brown County became the first county in Texas and the first county in the United States to have more foster families ready to receive children than there were children waiting.
Hawaii, hello, call out.
And so for us, that's a goal that we so believe that Hawaii can be the first state to have more people ready. We're the Aloha state.
Yes, we
practice Hanai.
Yes.
It's almost like a
it's
no-brainer.
It's natural fit, yes.
Yes.
Yes. In fact, I think this was the vision of Queen Liliuokalani, when she said, she actually wept for the Hawaiian children. There are a lot of Native Hawaiian children that are in need. And I know that that's a whole nother thing, right?
Yes.
Because, but let's do what we can, listeners. Let's see if we can partner with Brad and Esther and see what we can do. What are your greatest challenges? And how can the community support you?
Wow, greatest challenges. Every day, literally every day, we pray for more families, which we've been talking all along on this podcast, that there would be more families and single people who would be willing to open their heart and their home to children. But the other thing, honestly, is, and praise Jesus, we've always been able to pay our bills. But that's the ongoing thing. We receive no state or federal contracts. We're privately sponsored and funded, and we have churches who give to us monthly. We have private donors, individuals, families who give to us monthly. But to grow that would make us even that much more effective. And you could go to our Facebook page. I believe that there's like a donate button that you can just donate there. You can call us to get more information about if you want your gift to go to a specific area, the Kukua Closet, or the Children's Happy Birthday Jesus Celebration, whatever that might look like. There's so many opportunities, and I'm lousy at raising my own support, but when I think about this is for our Kiki,
yes.
This isn't about me,
yes.
This is reaching more of our Kiki and not having somebody age out of the system and then be homeless or whatever that situation that we could have prevented from happening. And I know that we are people who have just so much love in our hearts. I know our community is already so giving, but to be more effective in reaching more children and families and having our families be healthier, that's what we want to see, and that's what we're here for.
So you are a 501c3,
yes.
So if people donate to you, they can write it off.
Right.
I know that this is a discussion that I hate to have as Christians, because we should never be giving just because we can write it off on our taxes.
Right.
But I think that as the only Christian foster care organization here in the state, that we need to have champions that will rise up and support you. Pastors, this is a good way to sow some seeds into the community, because it's a gift that will keep on giving. You know, you're investing in these Keiki's futures. And how about that, you know, to have these success stories that people are able to say, this church or this pastor stepped up and provided what they needed. So I want you to really pray about that, dear listener, and see if this calling might be for you, if not to foster, but at least to provide some kind of financial resources. Prayer resources, I'm sure they could always use your prayer. Volunteers, if there's someone here that wants to come in here and shred papers or sweep the floor, that sort of thing.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of work that needs to be done. And one of the things when Eva talked about prayer, we also have a statewide prayer line. So on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 11 a.m., for 15 minutes. And the reason why it's short is we want people to be able to, even if you're on your lunch break or, you know, a break from work or whatever, that it's allowable and doable in that time period. So for 15 minutes, we pray over the foster care system, children, all facets of the foster care system. And we're allowed to stay on the conference call line after that, but pretty much we try to keep it to 15 minutes. And that's every Wednesday. You can contact us again on our Facebook, the number's there, to join that. But yes, you're definitely welcome. This is a ministry that is based and bathed in prayer.
Amen. I know there are some prayer warriors definitely listening to this. So I think that there is something that all of us can do to get alongside them. As you all know, Hawaii Family Forum has been in the community for a long time. We were partners with Hope Inc. back in the early 2000s and then the mid 2000s. And I know Esther and Brad go way back with that. So we want you to partner with them. We encourage you to partner with them, and we're going to be continuing to promote what they do in the community. As we start ending this podcast, why don't you tell everybody about the wonderful event that you have in December?
Oh yes, our Happy Birthday Jesus Celebration. We're waiting to hear back from our venue, but we're hoping that it's going to be right here in this valley in Mililani. We're hoping. We can't say that yet. And it's wonderful. It started off as a very small event where we just had about 10 families. And the Nazarene Church in Wahiawa, thank you, Pastor John Miller and Carla, for opening your church again to us for many things. And then we don't send out invitations. It's just word of mouth from our families that tell other foster and adoptive and Hanai families. And last year, we were pushing 200.
Okay, people, let's get them to push 500 this year and
see
what happens.
And so we're like, let's see what happens. And it was so wonderful because we had partnerships from realtors and from an architect company that did gift and toy drives. Again, First Baptist Church, Wahiawa, they did a toy and gift drive. And so the children had a beautiful time.
And you did something out at the church. Was it Calvary? What church was it out in Ainahaina?
King's Chapel.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to King's Chapel, who has also done good work with your ministry.
Pastors Joshua and Shannon Morocco at King's Chapel in New Valley. They hosted our annual National Foster Care Month prayer luncheon.
Which is that May?
Yes, in May.
So also keep that on your calendars. Every May, they do a wonderful event. So our time is, we're starting to run out of time, but I just want to remind you a couple of things. Number one, plug in to this wonderful ministry, and all the information you need is right here on the website. Secondly, pray for them.
Yes.
Thirdly, pray and see if you might be called to be a foster parent here in the state of Hawaii. And of course, if that isn't your calling, then definitely partner with them financially. I'm sure they'd be happy to do that. So as we close out this, Esther, is there any last word, maybe a favorite scripture, something that you just want to leave with our listeners?
Yes, you know, 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God has for those who love him. And so today as you're listening, God just goes way beyond your wildest imagination in the ways that he can bless you. So don't be afraid of anything that has to do with Hanai, foster, or adopting, but really not being afraid to step out in faith to what God calls you, because he will equip you.
Amen. And I will leave you with the scripture that is Hawaii Family Forum's foundational scripture, which is Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you but to love justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Thank you for walking with us today. And we will look forward to joining you again at our next Triple F podcast. Aloha, this is Eva Andrade, president of Hawaii Family Forum, and we are pleased that you were able to join us on this weekly Triple F podcast. We hope you'll join us next week. Take care and God bless.